PRI's podcasts and on-demand audio are free, thanks to contributions from listeners like you. Make a difference. Invest in better media. Contribute at PRI.org. Thank you.
And finally today, South Korea is a long way from Tennessee, where some say rockabilly got its start decades ago. But as Jason Strother reports from Seoul, one Korean band is trying to bridge the distance.
Hey, crybaby.
When a band puts the word rock in its name, it better live up to expectations. The Rock Tigers won't leave you disappointed. Just inspired by 50s rock and roll, they also look the part. The four guys in the band grease their hair into pompadours and sport long sideburns. They go by stage names like Tiger and Jack the Knife. Their bleached blonde lead singer goes by Velvet Gina. During concerts, they often play their guitars and even their double bass above their heads, and Velvet Gina is no stranger to jumping on top of tables. Before a recent gig, I met up with two members of the Rock Tigers in a Seoul coffee shop. The Rock Tigers don't really play straight rockabilly. Tiger is the band's guitarist. He says they've coined a phrase to describe their blend of genres, borrowing from the fermented vegetable that's synonymous with Korean cuisine.
For example, rockabilly and psychobilly, punk, and even K-pop and Korean feeling. So we call it kimchi billy, yeah.
But that Korean feeling hasn't really won over Korean audiences yet, says singer Velvet Gina. Unlike in Japan, where rockabilly has a strong following, it's still very underground here. She says that might have something to do with Korea's former dictatorship, which suppressed rock music in the 1970s.
The rockabilly culture could not come to Korea naturally. So we could not have a chance to listen to rockabilly music or have a rockabilly band.
The Rock Tigers have been at it now for 9 years. They're still hoping they can start a rock and roll revival in Korea. And they hope someday to bring their brand of rockabilly to the U.S., where it all began.
We are very curious about the reception of American people, because when we play in, even in Korea, almost 70% of audiences are foreigners here.
We're not worried. We are very excited when we think about the American tour.
For now, the band is playing two shows a week, and they're keeping their day jobs. Some of them teach music. Velvet Gina models jeans. Tiger freelances as a web designer, but he says he lives for the weekend gigs.
But the 5 days of no show is, to me, kind of boring time to me. Yeah, but Friday and Saturday is like heaven.
For the world, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.
You can see a video of the Rock Tigers at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Jeb Sharp. Thanks for listening.